morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And today, we're going to talk about Noel Gallagher. It's raining outside and I'm driving to work. So it's another driving episode. And I just want to talk about Noel. He's released a new song. And let me just say this right off the bat. This isn't me siding with Noel, slagging Liam off. They have both given me the best days of my life. Now, we will always be talking about these two because the pair of them are dickheads. They're brothers. Imagine what this kind of stuff does to their own mum. They haven't spoke for like 12, 13 years. Brothers who are in one of the best bands in the world. It's absolutely stupid. They're grown men. Let's get this out there now. They're grown men and it's pathetic. Right, the pair of them. I will say this. There's a lot of people, I'm going to talk about Noel's song in a second. And this is why I'm actually doing this. There's a few people, well, actually, a lot of people slagging Noel off recently because of the documentary where he stopped Liam using Oasis songs for the documentary. Now, I've seen so much hate towards Noel because of this, but I'm going to go back through Liam's tweets and his online hatred toward his own fucking brother. Now, okay, Noel has said a few little things here and there in retaliation, in my opinion. A few little things. He has. Just as bad. But Liam attacks his family, attacks his missus, a lot. And recently, Noel's been quite, he's been quite nice to Liam online. There's a podcast that he did on with Ray Parler. And I forgot the other guy's name, to be honest. I'll be honest. I forgot. Mental block. But I listened to it a lot. And there's a small bit of it that he says Liam's doing well. He sold out Nebworth. Good on him. Good luck to him. And, you know, you look back at Liam's tweets and it's all it is hate, 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 hate. Get the bands together. Calls him this, calls him that online. But then they reach across to Noel, Liam's team. Can we use the Oasis song for the documentary? Rubbing his hands together going, I don't fucking think so. I don't fucking think so. Maybe it'd be slightly different if he wouldn't constantly attack him online. Constantly. How many followers has he got on Twitter? I don't use Twitter much anymore. Is it 3 million odd, 4 million? And I don't know. There's a lot of Liam fanboys out there, which is great. You know, Liam, I don't personally rate his new stuff. No, you're never going to release songs that are as good as Oasis songs, are you? It's never going to happen. Yeah, some of them are all right, you know, they're all right. But like I said in a previous post, I've been to 3 or 4 of Liam's gigs. So I am a fan. Of course I'm a fan of fucking Liam Gallagher. He's one of my idols. I love him. So I will support him. I've been to his gigs. There's no way on this earth that he could do them gigs without playing Oasis songs. You know, so he's making a lot of money. And he's making Oasis still a lot of money. I will. Yeah, of course he is. But for this thing with Noel, especially with new music that he releases, this is what we're going to get into now. I just want everyone to realise what I'm saying here is you can't always side with Liam on these things. You know, like I said, the things he said online, the things he's done, and who fucking knows what's gone on behind closed doors? Who knows what went on behind closed doors 12, 13 years ago? There could be a really good reason as to why them two don't talk anymore. Because let's face it, they're brothers. They're in a band together for many years. And to not talk for that long, something else going on, in my opinion. behind them closed doors, something else has been said or something's been done. Because at least the pair of them could do is talk. Because I tell you, yeah, we're not getting the band back together, but we talk, we do our own music. That's all I'd want for the pair of them. That's all they'd need for their own music as well. But this constant need for Liam to go online, get the band back together, I'll do it tomorrow, do it yesterday, do it now, do it fucking now. It's like, it's a bit disrespectful to the promotional team and the management team and the lads you've got playing in your current band when you're saying stuff like that. So if Noel clicked his fingers tomorrow, those lads are out of a job, yeah? Nice one. So it's never going to happen. I wouldn't want it to happen anyway. I wouldn't want them to get back together. They'd do one tour, they'd probably bring a lousy album out, and that'd be it. And they'd be right back down to where they were in 2008, 2009, where people aren't listening anymore. Noel's right for what he's doing. The classics are there, the songs are there, they'll always be there. Don't ruin it. And as for Noel making new music, I see more hate towards Noel today than love for his new song. I like it. I like it. In fact, there's a stripped down version by Wayne R Guitar on YouTube. It's a tutorial, and you see more about what the song's about when it's stripped back and it's played more simply, acoustic. And it's a great song. I'm not saying it's the greatest song. I'm not saying it's anywhere near an Oasis classic. Of course it's not. Nothing's ever going to match that. Ever. Ever again. Ever, ever again. It's not going to match it. But I have to say this, and this is how I'm going to end this. I think I've said this before. You have to listen to this. Right? Noel Gallagher isn't going and selling out. When he could, by the way. He could. If he wanted to get Oasis back together, they'd have stadiums booked in all next year, making absolute stupid money. Stupid money, hundreds of millions of pounds. Up to 100 million quid. Easy, fucking easy. But he chooses to play the music he wants to play. He plays his own songs at his own gigs that he wrote. He experiments with music. The man ain't getting any younger. He's a musician, and he's going out there for the love of music. He don't give a shite. He don't give a shite what people say. That song today, if Liam and Noel were talking to each other today and friends and all that, there wouldn't be a bad word said about that song today. You don't have to love it, but people don't have to go online at the same time and hate it. We've all done it. We've all done stuff like that. I'll hold my hands up. So I can't really say much about that. But for the chief, and these days, I'm a little bit more humble in my approach to life, I should say. And you've got to give everyone a chance. And you've got to, especially online, you've got to give everyone a chance. You've got to let people have their opinions. Don't get too nasty. Because there's no need. But Noel Gallagher goes out and does his thing, pays 12 other band members and everyone else, barely breaks even when he goes on tour, but the man's out on tour doing the songs that he wants to play to the crowd that want to listen to him. Maybe they're a small crowd, yeah, but that's what he's doing, because that's what he wants to do. Now, what's Liam doing? Liam's going out singing Oasis songs. Yeah? Plays his own songs as well. That's all right, though, for Liam to do it. Plays his own songs and stuff like that. No one really mentions Liam's own solo songs in this whole new Liam thing. The last three albums, they're not songs you're going to play forever, are they? They're not songs you're going to play forever. You're not going to go back. In five years' time, you ain't going to go back to a Liam Gallagher album. If you are, then fair play. That's a proper fan. Well, I won't be going back through any of Liam's stuff in 5 years' time. I'll be going back to Oasis stuff, though. And I'll probably go back to a fair few of Noel's, you know. Plenty, Dead in the Water. What a song. What a song. Dying of the Light. What a song. What a song. There's loads. There's loads that I like on Noel's. But that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Like I said, everyone's having opinions. And I see so much. Oh, fucking hell, Noel. What about the fans? What about the fans? I think Noel's earned the right to do what he's doing for how much he's given them fans over the years. He probably had to put up with so much shite from Liam in those years where they were rock and roll stars. God knows what Liam was like after a drink and a line of coke. God, he must have been such hard work. Do you know what I mean? And he's put up with it and put up with it and put up with it. Made Liam and Liam made Noel. I'm not saying they both made Oasis. It was Liam's band. I'm not saying that. But Noel came in, give them the songs. Liam came in, performed them. They wouldn't be anywhere without each other. That's the truth. It's a tough one, this. All I think I'm doing in this podcast, or this little episode, is just siding with Noel a bit, because I've even lost a bit of love for Noel myself until recently. I realised that the songs that he gave us years and years ago in the 90s are fucking classics. You got pub goers who still sing them songs. You got people who are going out gigging using his songs, and they make money from playing them songs when they gig. So anyway, I don't want Oasis to get back together. I think we should appreciate both Noel and Liam as artists, whether you like their music or not. Appreciate both of them, and them two need to appreciate. I think Noel does more Liam though now, that's what I'm saying. He appreciates it. Yeah, he's gone out, he's going doing his own thing. Yeah? There will be times where Noel slags him off, there will be times when Liam slags him off again, but fucking hell. Just listen to the music for what it is. Sometimes people are listening to the new music, like Noel's especially, listening to the new music that he's bringing out with a cloth over their head, with something in the way of their eyes, and not seeing the music, just seeing Noel being a cunt for this documentary thing. Excuse the C word. Wrong of me. If any kids are listening, parents, do apologise. I won't use that word again. It's disgraceful. But yeah, it's a bit here and there, this podcast. Just want to clear a few things up on my end. Helps me, you see, to kind of understand it as well by talking it out. So anyway, what's your thoughts below? Put it below. And anyone like Noel's new song? Anyone hate it? There's a fair few songs. In fact, Liam's third album, I've listened to it. I've not even listened to it, all of it. I've not even got all the way through it. I think I put it on in work with my AirPods in a few months ago. And I promise you now, I didn't even get past, I don't know, three songs, I think it was. I was just utterly bored out of my head. So, but here I am saying that. But I appreciate that he's going out and he's putting those songs out, those solo songs. I appreciate it. And I appreciate Noel as well, because they've both given us the best time of our lives, haven't they? Anyway, have a good evening. I'm going to go and do a night shift. Grim. Pissing down outside. It's getting colder and colder. The clocks have gone back. So I literally go to work when it's dark, and I'm coming home when it's dark. And then I go to bed when I get in, and when I get up, it's almost dark. Fucking grim. So, yeah, think of me, and have a good evening, or a good day, or good morning, wherever you are in the world. Peace out.